After long, hazardous journeys, new arrivals from Syria seeking asylum in Sweden. The details are taken, so are their fingerprints. There have been thousands of new applications since Sweden announced early last month that anyone arriving from Syria would be given permanent residency here. Outside in a small garden, I meet Bilal, who arrived on Sunday after travelling for 14 expensive days from Syria via Turkey and Greece. Now he's waiting anxiously for news that his wife and kids have been smuggled out of Syria to Lebanon. Bilal says he won't be a burden on anyone, but his immediate priority is to bring his family here.
They said that after 2 months they will give me the residential permit. After that I can apply for my family. During 2 months they will be here. So this is my goal. It's to make a good job, you know.
Start a new life.
Yes, I'm a pizza maker. I'm professional at pizza. So I can help myself, you know. I can work.
Anyone getting here and gaining permanent residence can bring their dependents officially from Syria, making Sweden Europe's most sought-after destination. Mikhail Ribbenvik from the Migration Board, which approved the policy change, has no regrets.
For us, when we take the decision, it's a legal matter. But of course, it's very easy to see that if you want children to reunite with their parents, it's a moral question.
At the Swedish Parliament, there is strong backing for this generous asylum policy. But a far-right party, the Sweden Democrats, with 20 MPs and 10% support in opinion polls, is highly critical. Kent Ekeroth is the party spokesman.
We think it's absolutely ridiculous to do so. I mean, no conflict is permanent to begin with, but still we give them permanent residency. For one immigrant that comes here, we could help hundreds, maybe thousands of people with food, with shelter, with medicine, with everything. So actually it's also an inhumane policy to bring them all to Sweden.
I'm in a Syrian community centre with the early evening backgammon players. One of them is Hanna. He calls himself Johannes now, and he's waiting for his temporary right to stay here to be made permanent. Soon he hopes to bring his fiancée to Sweden and safety.
If we get married in Lebanon or Turkey, I think she will come here.
And that's your plan?
Yes. I'm trying to call every day, but I can't. The phone coverage is too bad. It works for one day, or then too
must
bad.
Be very stressful.
Yes. And now I don't know if she is alive, she is dead. I don't know anything about her. I'm so afraid for her.
إذا بكرة بتحسنوا تكتبوا لي نفس الشيء اللي بدكم ها.
So it's difficult, but more and more Syrians are putting down roots in Sweden, here taking part in a Swedish language class. This country has gone further than any other in the EU to help Syrians. Now the migration minister, Tobias Billström, wants a coherent European response.
We have already from the start said that we are willing to grant asylum to those who need it, but we would like to see more countries in the European Union do the same. It is not our decision which is the problem. I would say that the problem is the differences within the European Union.
It's an issue that Sweden may raise at an EU summit at the end of this week. The world's worst refugee crisis since the Second World War is unfolding on Europe's doorstep, and many more Syrians are likely to be seeking sanctuary here.